Are we all ready?
Sure.
Alright, toss one. In 2018, Stephen K. Urice wrote an op-ed arguing that a sculpture named for this family found in a shipwreck in international waters should not be returned to Italy. A portrait series by Hollis Frampton titled The Secret World of Frank Stella depicts Stella at work on a black series painting in a of concentric rectangles titled for a tomb for this family. A statue named for this family is also called Statue of a Victorious Youth and is a rare Greek bronze that reaches towards its head. A kouros named for this family was declared to be a forgery in 2018. A complex named for this family was modeled after the villa of the papyri at Herculaneum. That villa was...
Getty.
Yes.
Good job.
Getty Villa.
Yeah. Toss up two. In a drunken passage written in this format, a railroad song is played by Tana of the Japanese flute on the Japanese flute at a wild drunken party, which is abruptly interrupted when Paramore nearly falls into the arms of the newly arrived Adam, a severe prohibitionist who is the protagonist's grandfather. A personification of beauty is sent on a mission to Earth in one of several passages from The Beautiful and Damned formatted in this manner. In a chapter written in this format, Zoe steals the lucky potato of the protagonist, who turns into a woman and gives birth to 8 children in a hallucinatory trial scene. In that chapter written in this format, the protagonist goes to Bella Cohen's brothel in the Night Town District, where he finds Lynch and Stephen Daedalus. But at points, the Circe chapter of Ulysses is written in the format of what type of work?
A play.
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
It's
a play.
Yeah.
Toss up. Female fans of this man, nicknamed Snobinette, made up a huge proportion of the overflowing audiences at his wildly popular lectures. This man's first lecture at Columbia was so well attended that it caused the first ever traffic jam on Broadway. Among the numerous authors commonly cited as being influenced by this philosopher are Nikos Kazantzakis, Will Cather, and Marcel Proust.
Erickson.
10.
Okay.
What was the answer?
Erickson.
Yeah, incredibly popular lectures at that time. Yeah,
it makes sense.
Toss up. These are the first two words in the title of a poem that notes, I know it's been said before, but not in this voice of the platano and the mango, and which appears in an autobiographical essay by Julio Alvarez. These are the first two words of the line before I sound my barbaric yelp over the roofs of the world in Song of Myself. A poem beginning with these two words describes how raw material in all its rawness and decides that there is a place for the genuine in the subject after all.
I too?
Yes.
Toss
5. A trans activist named after one of these objects alleged that the grant submission for her film Happy Birthday, Marsha was plagiarized by David France for his documentary The Death and Life of Marsha P. Johnson. Two characters named after these objects sing about creating something that wasn't quite me and wasn't quite you in the song
Gemstones. Power. Good job.
It's
from
Stephen
Universe. Oh, nice. Toss 6. Don Stone helps a character in the city get an audience with a media tycoon to convince him to start making millions of air conditioners in a multi-generational novel by John Lanchester. Neville Bunt Mullard is forced to give up his textile business in a Paul Theroux novel set in the city. In a novel set in the city, Ava writes a draft texting, I'm still not entirely sure you're not the guy in American Psycho, to the Eton-educated Julian. Irish writer Naisha Dolan's novel Exciting Times tells of expats in the city. An American-born actor raised in the city is worshipped by Willis Wu in the National Book Award-winning Charles Yu novel Interior Chinatown. Vina points name this setting of Kowloon...
Hong Kong.
Yes.
Nice. Good job.
Toss of 7. Note to players. 2 answers required. A letter by one of these two people calls the other one a little shit for spending a year abroad as a tax exile. A memoir by one of these people describes how the other one asked him for one little more hug while he was dying in the hospital. One of these people accused the other of breaking the rules and buggering about with the reader because he included a character named after himself in one of his novels. A memoir by one of these people reprints letters that he wrote to the other person and his second wife, Elizabeth Jane Howard. That memoir is called Experience. The elder of these people often expressed distaste for Vladimir Nabokov and Saul Bellow, the literary heroes of the younger of these people. One of these people admitted on TV that he hadn't read the other's novel, London Fields, even though it was dedicated to him. But finds him as father and son.
Martin and Kingsley.
That's
great.
Those are some great clues, too. My God.
London Fields.
Like, did you write that?
No. That's a good clue.
That's so funny.
That's me. For nearly 30 years, a software package used in this field had a crudely drawn logo that looked kind of like a mushroom, which in 2020 was changed.
Image editing?
No.
I thought that was the old GIMP logo.
Which was changed for slightly more professional-looking logos to this dismay of many. In 2020, a scholar in this field alleged that her trademark was being violated by a merchandise sold by two podcast hosts, including Lauren Gaughan. In 2020, scholars in this field cited Henderson and McCready's research on dog whistles to criticize the use of phrases like urban crime by a fellow preeminent scholarly society in this field. A popularizer of this field, Gretchen McCullough, was criticized by John Burko Gleason for making money using images of bird-like creatures called wogs. A 2020 open letter asked a scholarly society in this field to remove the author of The Blank Slate, Steven Pinker, as a fellow. Fred Poinsimus, Social Science, which is the subject of Pinker's book, Words and Rules.
Linguistics?
Yes.
Yeah, I was obviously misrecognizing.
I didn't really know any of the clues. So.
I thought GIMP was like a weird fox.
It is now.
Oh.
There was a time where it had a terrible like hand-drawn... like something pepper or mushroom like
this place though. Is called a sort of cosmic laundry by a character who reveals the protagonist's previous lives as a monkey and a slave building the Egyptian pyramids. In that same play, a character is surprised and disappointed to end up in this place after cutting his mother's throat. The protagonist is sent away from this place with an attractive woman named Hope by this place's boss, Lieutenant Charles. An accountant kisses Daisy Diana Daisy, Diana, Dorothy, DeVore, and re-encounters Sherdlew in this place after being hanged for killing his boss in Elmer Rice's The Adding Machine. Eunice tells the protagonist...
The Elysian Fields.
Yes.
That's right, he does go to heaven.
Yeah.
Toss up 10. Grace Frank... argued that this sequence of letters served as an instruction to speed up or slow down when a text was performed by a jongleur. This sequence of three letters mysteriously appears at the end of some lines of the Oxford manuscript of the Song of Roland. A chapter with this title was translated as Leaves of Wild Ginger by Dennis Washburn and as Heart to Heart by Royal Tyler, and depicts the death of the daughter of the minister of the left. In that chapter, a pregnant character with this name is possessed by a spirit which turns into...
ALI.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just right.
Eleven. Vernice Guerra quit after one stint on this job in 1972, citing exhaustion from her multi-year legal struggle to earn the right to work in this profession. Amanda Clement was likely the first woman to work in this profession in the early 1900s. Spokane resident Christine Wren shortened her name to Chris to be accepted to a school run by Bill Kinneman that trained people in this profession. Wren claims Kinneman changed his ranking system not to have to rank her number one. While working in this job, Wren suffered a broken collarbone at a Seattle facility named for Emil Sick.
Umpire?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
umpire.
Right. Sick Stadium, yeah.
Toss up 12. George Orwell wrote an essay about the king of scandalous objects of this type, Donald McGill, whose popular productions included one with the caption, "Please, Lord, excuse me a minute while I kick Fido." Susan Hiller's dedication to the unknown artist is a collection of hundreds of these objects depicting the rough sea. They're not date paintings, but the artist on Kawara wrote the exact time of day when he performed the title activity onto these objects.
Paintings?
No. For the series I Got Up. The world's first one of these objects, created by the practical joker Theodore Hook in 1840, sold at auction for £31,750 and contains a rare penny black on it. John Lewis contributed an essay to Without Sanctuary, a collection of these objects that served as photographic souvenirs of lynchings. But I'm saying these items usually sent through the mail without an envelope.
Letters?
No!
Postcards. Shit. Sorry.
Dude.
He was waiting the whole time.
Alright, 110, negative 5. Toss 13.
No, it's okay.
A poster by the student of Giorgio Morandi features a sphere bouncing on an index finger and a landscape behind an Olivetti typewriter. With Jerome Snyder, this man wrote a food column that was adapted into the popular underground gourmet cookbook in the 1970s. With Clay Felker, this man co-founded a magazine that now owns Vulture. This co-founder of Pushpin Studios created the typeface Baby Teeth, which was used in a widely reproduced poster insert from 1967. He also designed the four-star DC Comics logo. Over 6 million copies were sold of a poster created by this man, originally included in a Greatest Hits album depicting the silhouette of Bob Dylan. Its most popular design was revised to add the phrase "more than ever" following the 9/11 attacks. and appoints him as man who designed the I love.
Shit. What's this? What's his name? Indiana?
No. I love New York ad campaign.
Glosser?
What?
Glosser?
Yes.
Okay. Were you going to say that?
He, no.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know it.
Okay. Yeah.
Glosser?
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Someone had to have designed all that stuff.
Yeah, I knew. I didn't. I just figured it was someone like.
Yeah, like, I mean, he did like the Trump. Big love thing.
Yeah. And I'm just like. Well, that was wrong.
Nicholas Diak edited a collection of essays on a new set of films in this genre that includes Haiti Smith's essay Queering the Quest. This genre, one name for which was coined by Cahiers de Cinema critics in the 1960s, is exemplified by a film starring Rake Park that ends with a magic stone being destroyed by sunlight. Several of these films have heroes named Ursus or Machiste, and many featured former Mr. Universe Steve James.
This is like a Sword and Sandal.
That's right.
Sword and Sandal.
Good ones.
Or, yeah, like Gladiator movies, I guess, in general.
Or Gladiator.
Or Gladiator content.
Yeah.
Toss up. One of these texts provided the material for and the title of Louis Zukovsky's retelling of the story of King David. The speaker tries out the most perverse positions with one of these texts in a Harriet Mullen poem about sleeping with one of these texts. One of these texts is used in the writing technique called either N plus 7 or S plus 7. Emily Dickinson remarked that for several years, one of these texts was her only companion, which influenced her poetic work. One of these texts is probably the best-known work by an author who wrote a biography of the poet Richard Savage in poems like London and...
Like a dictionary?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think
toss of 16. In 2019, New York Times piece on a plague of these things noted how a group of them united to give a fake endorsement to Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett. A man often nicknamed Senator These Things infamously read from the DC phone book during the 23 and... Tweets? No.
No.
Our filibuster and was named Al D'Amato. The website...
Potholes.
Power.
What was it?
Potholes.
Oh, yeah.
It was
Ted Lieu,
the tweeting
Tweeting congressman.
I like that one, yeah.
Toss up 17. These things colonize the mind and impoverish the imagination, according to a manifesto by Alina Gorfinkel, published in the feminist magazine Another Gaze. The categories religion, values, and art were used in one of these things produced by the Vatican in 1995 for a major anniversary. One of these things that was presented in a stultifyingly vacuous three-hour CBS special is criticized in an essay by Jonathan Rosenbaum, who included one of these things at the end of his book, Essential Cinema.
Top 10 list.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Interesting.
Nice. Toss up 18. In a novel by this author, the central location regularly receives a mysterious shipment of fresh, rich, heavenly, succulent, soft, creamy, kiss my ass, cow's gotta die for this, good old white folks cheese. This author's niece Maya declares grandma laughs when Howard Stern talks dirty near the end of a memoir about a mother of 12 children who is disowned by Tata after moving to Harlem. A novel by this author
includes... Oh, you want Dr. Rowe?
No.
Oh.
A novel by this author includes characters such as Sportcoat and Hot Sausage, who lived in a Brooklyn housing project called The Cause in the 1960s. The screenplay for Spike Lee's Red Hook Summer was co-written by this author of a memoir subtitled A Black Man's Tribute to His White Mother. Henry Onion Shackelford narrates a semi-comic novel about John Brown by this author. But I'm presuming this author of Deacon King Kong, The Color of Water, and The Good Lord Bird.
I don't know those books.
His time is James McBride.
Yeah. There's a character with that name in Ragtime.
Toss, 19. And a memoir by this author includes the revelation that after having missed being a parent as much as a person crossing the desert misses water, she adopted two Ethiopian sisters only to give them up 14 months later. Reviewing an earlier memoir, Cynthia Ozick accused this writer of trying to suck out the celebrity of another author. This author of The Best of Us and the novel Labor Day entered the national stage with a 3,500-word cover story for the New York Times Magazine titled An 18-Year-Old Looks Back on Life. That essay inspired a 53-year-old recluse to invite this woman to live with him in Cornish, New Hampshire.
Joyce Maynard?
Yep. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
J.D. Salinger's.
Yeah, J.D. Salinger's.
Toss 20. Jack Hazon and David Mingay's quasi-rockumentary titled For This Type of Person was so bad that the band depicted in the film printed badges saying how much they hated it. A song addressed to these people advises, stop your messing around, better think of the future.
Good boys?
Power.
Yeah.
Sick of this.
Give away the Rihanna song.
Name these people whose name indicates a certain coarseness in manners. Toss out 21. This collection includes a hand-crocheted white wedding gown shaped like a Matryoshka doll that surrounded the wearer like a cocoon. This collection introduced Roger Vivier's pilgrim buckle shoes, which were popularized by Catherine Deneuve in the film Belle d'Azur. This collection is mostly remembered for six cocktail dresses, popularly dubbed the Dress of Tomorrow, one of which, with a yellow shoulder square, is held at the Rijksmuseum.
It's like Dior's new look.
No. Despite its common name, this collection also featured clothing inspired by Sergei Polyakov and Kazimir Malevich, not just colored block dresses inspired by the artists of Grey Tree. Fred points this iconic Yves Saint Laurent collection.
It's the Mondrian collection.
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't know what it was called, but when they said yellow square on the shoulder or whatever, it was clear it was happening. Yeah. I didn't know if it had a name that wasn't just Mondrian.
Toss 22. Lee Hunt is said to have strayed in Spencer's Halls, and fair examples of these places in the sonnet written on the day that Mr. Lee Hunt left for prison. A pretty hummer, which buzzes cheerily from one of these places to another, is described in the poem Sleep and Poetry. A thing of beauty will keep one of these places quiet for us, according to the first stanza of Endymion. The speaker of a poem by a different author stays in one of these places while his friends wander in gladness and wind down, perchance, to that still-roaring dell. In that conversation poem titled For One of These Places, the speaker laments, well, they have done.
A lime tree bower?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
The bower.
Okay.
Oh, bower. Okay.
That's less exciting. But.
I like that.
Toss 23. These animals are the thunder in a painting by Sherry Blanchard Stewart. It's not a deer, but one of these animals is called a monarch in the name of a sculptor by Henry Morland Schratty. A photograph of some of these animals by AIDS activist David Wojnarowicz was used as the album.
Buffalo. Oh.
I suppose.
Album art for what now? I'm curious.
I forget. YouTube's, oh, yeah. It's also his
1992
book
single.
Image.
So, yeah. Last lesson. A book by Sonny Brown claims that this activity can help unlock the power to think differently. The word for this activity, which may derive from a German word literally meaning nightcap, was popularized by the climactic courtroom scene from Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. A type of image named after this activity was introduced by a pair of entrepreneurs in 1998 as a way to let people know that they would be away at Burning Man. The word for this activity can also mean simpleton, as seen in the title of an early American folk song that references fops known as macaronis. Red Point's commemorative versions of the Google logo are named after what activity?
Doodling?
Yes.
Yankee doodle.
End of the game, and final score, 185-25.
I like that we're alternating wins.